were many, and the women were plenty, to a man seeking fortune and fame. But behind all that glory was the memory, the story of the woman I left behind.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Timo and the White Buffalo with a track called Iva right here on RadioGalactica.net, and we have the esteemed pleasure of having the singer of Iva here with us. Timo, it is an honor to be able to sit and chat with you.
Aho, my brother Silver Fox. This is it's a great honor for me as well. I'm glad that you got hold of me and get a chance to put my songs for the world. These are real songs. These are very much real songs. This song, Iva, is about Jim Thorpe, the first Native American athlete in the 1912 Olympics. And Iva was the love of his life.
Wow.
Wow. Very interesting.
Wow. Timo, I have to ask this. What tribe are you from?
I am Yaqui and Apache Chiricahua. My family comes out of the Southwest.
Okay. The reason why I ask is because I'm actually 1/8 blood Cherokee. So when I actually sit back and listen to a lot of your music, especially when even I'm not listening to the stream, it brings out a... And I don't want to call it a visceral response because that's not really what it is. It's more of a calming effect. And did you intentionally start to record your music that way, or did that kind of evolve over time?
Well, let me explain a little bit who I am and where I come from and what has happened to me. I'm Native American, and I had a life-changing experience when I was 19. I was involved in a very deadly car accident, and I died. And I came back. I mean, I was already playing music and everything. I was playing the whole L.A. scene at the time. This is during, I guess, maybe the late 70s, I suppose. And I came back, and that moment when I had died, I spoke with the Creator, and he told me, "Are you ready?" And I told him, "No." I had left my body. I was up above my body, about 80 feet in the air. I was like swimming in the air, but I was transparent. And I talked to the Creator, and he asked if I was ready, and then he told me that I didn't do what I was supposed to do, and he's going to send me back. If I so wished it, then I had this chance. So I said, "I want you to go back and do what I told you to do with your music. I've given you all these gifts." And so I went back into my body, and this changed my life. I was only 19 at the time. And this went on, and then I got into a lot of other spiritual experiences. I've had vision quests. A lot of my songs, mostly everything I write, is inspired by Grandfather Spirit. I've been in the deserts of Nevada and Arizona, and I've had visions, and I've come back with stories. So what you're hearing is the Creator, is actually Grandfather Spirit speaking through me to you.
Wow.
I'm in awe.
There has been so much talk about Native American music in general, and we do play quite a bit of Native American music here on Radio Galactica, but I guess the question that I want to ask is, what other than the near-death experience drove you back to your roots?
Well, basically, I was born, I believe all people are born with certain gifts, and the Creator gives you these gifts to fulfill your destiny here on this plane. And I was given these gifts. I started playing drums when I was like 8 years old. I started playing guitar when I was 12, 14. I'm playing piano. I mean, I was singing when I was 5. I was already writing by the time I was 12. So these were gifts that were just natural and innate. I thought everybody could hear music, and it was easy, but not so. But I left home when I was 14, and as we all do, we all get a little bit of trouble, you know, here and there. But I grew up. I grew up, and I went on my path and stuff. But I grew up listening to a lot of jazz, a lot of big band jazz. My father really schooled me in big band jazz, classical music. My mom was a piano player and a singer. They all sang. Everybody in my family sang.
Wow.
But as I got into the popular music, of course, the Beatles and all that, but I really loved Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, especially the Beatles. John Lennon, of course, was one of my idols, and Steely Dan. So it's an accumulation of all these art forms, and, you know, painting and drawing, and I've even worked as an actor. But the spirituality is just one aspect of it. There's another side of the music that is well structured. I read. I'm studying right now. I'm in college. I'm learning recording engineering and technology production. I'm learning how to engineer and produce now. I'm pretty much I'm combining all the elements of the entertainment field. I want to learn everything because I find that knowledge is power. And when certain people I've worked with have had that power and have kept it from me, they can control me. So the more knowledge I have, the more control I have over myself.
Right.
That's fantastic.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have got Timo here for the next little bit, but we're going to play you three more tracks from his album that was actually titled Feathers and Blades. Now, normally, Feathers and Blades is an album that you would think that would be sort of traditional Native American music, and yes, there are traditional tracks on this album. However, the next track that I have up is going to give you just a taste of what Timo can really do.
A little smooth?
Yeah. And, oh, yeah, because here comes I'll Wait a World for You right here on RadioGalactica.net. And you know what? When we get back, Timo, you can tell us how this track came to be on this particular album.
Oh, I can give you stories of all my songs, my brother.
Well, we are definitely looking forward to hearing it. I've got I'll Wait a World for You. I've got a track called Surrender, and then I've got a track called My Little Hummingbird. Now, this is one that I haven't heard, and I've heard just about all of Timo's tracks. I think this was one that DJ Mama Bear found and added it into the files that she actually sent to me when everything was re-encoded. So we're going to listen to these three tracks. I've got some promos coming up behind that, and then we're going to talk a little more with Timo right after this. Right here on RadioGalactica.net.
Remember the way to stone. Close your eyes, my love, I will return. Now that our life has gone away, I see all the pain that I had to pay. Thundering hoofbeats feel the fire in the sky. Why she shoots bullet in my back. Surrender, surrender. Surrender, surrender. I will always be surrender, surrender. We will always be. Hoofbeats feel the fire in the sky. Why she shoots bullet in my back. Surrender, surrender. I will always be surrender, surrender. You will always be surrender, surrender. Settles in the sun. The blood in the rivers reflect the guns. But I will live to fight again. Close your eyes, my love, I will return. Surrender, surrender. Surrender, surrender. You will always be surrender, surrender. We will always be.
That was just a little bit of Timo with Surrender. Coming up next, we've got My Little Hummingbird right here on RadioGalactica.net, where it's all about the music.
Hannah.
Thank you.
before you go to sleep, my little hummingbird. I'll bring the covers, I will bring the peace. Gonna be alright, my little hummingbird. No need to worry and no need to fear. And know the bad dreams that you had throughout the years. Gonna be alright, gonna be alright. Gonna be alright, gonna be alright. Gonna be alright, my little hummingbird. We'll be in the song. No reason to hide, no reason to
Big Al, Unplugged.
Coolness.
Join me to listen to whatever is on my mind. Monday nights at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Right here, only on Radio Galactica.
Take your Gmail account to the next level with the Gmail Podcast. The Gmail Podcast will make you more proficient and teach you features about Gmail you may not have known. In just a few minutes, you'll learn tips and tricks that'll help you stay organized using Gmail. If you don't yet have a Gmail account, log on right now to chuckchat.com and let us know. We'll be happy to send you an invite. Get the most out of your Gmail account with the Gmail Podcast, available at chuckchat.com. You've got Gmail.
You're listening to RadioGalactica.net. That's right, folks. You're listening to a very, very special interview with Timo and the White Buffalo. I am DJ Silverfox.
And I'm DJ Breakat.
And we have Timo here on the line with us as well.
Radio Black. I am here.
And we just heard three fantastic tracks from Timo. Now, you know, I told him before we actually brought you those three tracks that I wanted to hear how I'll Wait a World for You actually ended up on Feathers and Blades. So,
well, actually, that song is not on Feathers and Blades. That is a song that I wrote a number of years ago. It's a love story, obviously, of my first love. We met when we were 16. We parted in our early 20s. And she heard me on the radio, actually, just recently. And we have recently reunited.
Oh,
so I did.
Wow.
I did Wait a World for her.
Wow, that's a wonderful story.
It's a love story, you know, but it's for real. You know, she met a man that had more money, and you know, I was a musician, you know, and he took her to Hawaii, and you know, that's basically the way he took her from me was money. And that's fine. That's fine. But actually, I think he did me a favor. You know, she had her children. They grew up. She became a professional. I went and became a professional. And I did what I had to do. So everything is as it should be. So my message through that song is, sure, you love someone and you'll wait a world for her. And if it's meant to be, it shall be. But we don't always know what's good for us during those times, you know, and so now, I mean, we're together now. Matter of fact, it's very nice. It's comfortable. She's up in Morro Bay right now with family and setting up some more shows for me. So I'll be doing some shows up in Morro Bay, up the coast of California. But that's what that song was about. And I told her, no matter what happens, then I'll wait a world for you. And I did.
Oh,
Silver Fox, I know you got a story to tell me, don't you?
Well, I think he's laughing at me because that was my first introduction to your music.
Oh.
And I fell in love with it then.
And I'll Wait a World for You was probably the first track that we actually added to the Auto DJ here at Radio Galactica. And
are you serious? Wow.
And
well, you know, I'll be quite honest with you folks. A lot of people throughout the years have thought my songs were corny. They would make fun of me and call me the Frank Sinatra of rock and roll. And I love Frank Sinatra. I thought that was a great compliment. Michael Bublé, Tony Bennett, and I'm all over that.
Oh, man, kindred spirits.
Pardon me?
I think we are.
Oh, that is a good thing. It's a good thing.
I love music in almost any fashion, shape, and form. I grew up around music. I play piano myself.
Is this Breakat?
Yes, it is.
And oh, okay. Well, explain. Well, Lynn, I want to say happy birthday to Lynn. I needed to tell her happy birthday.
Yeah.
She's listening, isn't she?
I hope she is.
She's a little under the weather right now,
yeah,
Timo.
Just tell her I'm praying for her and things are going to be all right.
Yeah, she's having a little trouble with some deep vein thrombosis there, Timo.
We'll take care of that, don't you worry.
And she's been having a little trouble walking and things like that, and she finally had the chance to have it looked at, so she's taking care of it as we speak, and she wanted...
You let her know that I'm going to pray for her.
Absolutely. And she
period.
Wanted, she wanted us to specifically send you her hellos, a great big hug, and a very special thank you for doing this interview with us because, you know, I mean, we have been working very, very hard to get as many interviews together as we can, and I had been talking for months that, you know, Timo would be the interview that we really want to do, and she says, when you do that interview with Timo, I'm going to be listening to the stream. She said, not when I do the interview, when you do the interview with Timo. She's like, I can't do it.
Well, she's probably better like me. You know, my daughter has accused me of having a fangirl moment here.
Well, I'm gonna be a good DJ and just just hush.
That might be a good thing.
Oh, you guys are great. You guys are great.
But when, oh, excuse me. I do have someone else here who would like to say hello. It is the Editress Blackout.
Hello, Timo. And what mothers refer... What mother's referring to is my accusing her of being a fangirl, not just having a fangirl moment, because she's had enough of those that I'm... Barry, just call her insane and be done with it.
Oh, it's a good thing, my little one.
Oh, youth. You know, she's only 15, so she doesn't quite understand everything yet, but...
Oh, well, you know, everybody has their moment and their time, and, you know, she... Bless her heart, because she has to write... the right place in her spot, in her heart right now.
Oh, yes, Timo, that I can say that for her. She's a very intelligent young lady, and she's also a music fan. She likes almost everything that I do.
And, excellent.
So there's hope for her yet.
I'm really loving this interview, because it's like we're talking with old friends. We're just being calm, relaxed, and just showing each other's love, and I'm just... The thing that I can do is music, and you guys, the way you share love is through putting it out to your station. Now that is the most important thing. I have so many people that have tried to emulate me or imitate me, and I don't take too kindly to that. I just keep quiet. Especially now in my next venture, I've got a smooth jazz album. Now, do you have my last one?
A Place Called Home? Yes, we do have tracks
on
that.
Okay, have that one. Well, I'm working on another one.
Oh.
I have a tremendous group with me now. Can I tell you what I'm doing now?
Absolutely.
Oh, my God. This is... I mean, first of all, Iva was picked up on a compilation album with a lot of other native artists from New York. And it's coming out on Ravenhawk Productions. It's going to be out there. I mean, it'll be out there in 2 weeks. It's going to be for sale and all that kind of good
stuff. Wow.
Thing.
Congratulations.
And it's to help the homeless.
Oh,
it's
fantastic.
To help the homeless. And each artist, every quarter, when the sales come in, will decide whatever their Native American society organization should be receiving a check. I think that's a great concept.
Oh,
so I'm doing it with them, and I'm so honored to be on there with J.J. Kent is a good friend of mine. We're both on the album.
Oh, and I've heard quite a bit from J.J. Kent, and that's actually courtesy through of another gentleman that we both know, and that would happen to be Wyatt.
Oh, yeah, why is the man?
And
why is the man?
J.J. Kent is a phenomenal artist, and to be, you know, to have both of you on that album is just wow.
He is my, J.J. is my sweat leader. I go into Sweat Lodge with J.J. J.J. is a very spiritual man. I'm serious, and a sun dancer. This ain't no joke. This is the real deal.
Wow.
And also what I'm doing, I'm enrolled. I just started school, recording engineering and production at Citrus College, and I'm learning to build my own recording studio. I'm living in a beautiful three-bedroom home. I got a studio with a fireplace, separate restroom. I got a jacuzzi. I'm living well.
Wow.
You know, I've been on the road for 18 years, and I've starved. I've starved, and I've worked so hard. And the Creator has brought me home and put me in a place where I should be. I'm going to be recording two new songs Thursday and Friday. I've got Bill Reyes on drums. I've got Leo Valenzuela on jazz, fretless bass. I've got Tom Cicchetti on acoustic electric guitar. And, of course, I'm playing the pianos and the flutes and the drum and everything. But all the recordings you have, I pretty much did all the playing. I play 7 instruments.
Right.
So what you're hearing is all me.
Oh,
wow.
So now what I'm doing is I'm learning the technology end of it, and I'm going to build my own studio, get into graphic animation, and start doing movies, film scoring. All my songs come from dreams. We got 2 songs that are going to be coming out next Thursday, and they will be on the radio with, I don't know if you know, Carlos Buffalo here.
Right.
He does a show to Burma And I wrote a song for the Burmese people. And I'm going to be, it is a beautiful piece, a beautiful piece. This is going to go on immediately straight to Burma. My music is here to help the world. I don't really care about money. I don't care about people squabbling or fighting. It's about the human race. I was listening to a show
Absolutely.
On TV, was it public radio this morning on the weather and how the changes are coming. 20 feet, the ocean's going to come up 20 feet. The world is going to have to be remapped. People are going to have to migrate to different parts of the country. This is going on within the next 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to at least live for ourselves, but live for our children and live for future generations.
Right.
I've also got that going on. I'm going to be performing for the Japanese American Museum in October, downtown Los Angeles by Little Tokyo. And I'm doing a show. It's a Native American Film Festival, and Nona Becker is the Navajo filmmaker, and it chronicles the 50s, a simulation of Native Americans that the government pushed us into cities like Los Angeles, Chicago, New York.
Right.
So there's a lot of Native Americans within the cities.
Right.
And this is an actual PBS movie that's going to be shown, and I'm the entertainment.
Wow.
So I'm here to not just to make CD sales, and of course you can buy my stuff on MySpace, on my site, and all that kind of good stuff. But that's not the issue. You know, the industry is in a nosedive. The record industry is in a nosedive. Even the people that are within your realm, within the radio shows, are in a nosedive because they have to have people advertising and all that. So the internet radio stations are offering all us artists a great opportunity, and artists must take part in this, because this is a great and exciting time in history and the industry. First of all, this is like 1963 all over again. Nobody knew where nothing was going. What I see the internet stations as becoming conglomerates and uniting and becoming huge forces, just like myself as an independent artist.
Now,
I want to give you a lot of hope on that, and I will support you completely on this.
It seems to me like you are trying to unite the world with music, and that's a fantastic thing because music does that. What I get from you is music is not just music, but it's a feeling.
Of course.
And there are those people out there who cannot feel music, and I cannot relate to that, because it's always been a very integral part of my life. I spent 12 hours a day for several weeks because I wanted to play the piano.
And I sat down
with I sat down with books and a piano, and I taught
myself. I can teach you over the phone.
So he can literally teach you.
I wouldn't doubt it.
I can teach you over the phone.
But I wanted it that badly that I sat down and taught myself to read music and play piano. Because to me, it's an expression of what's inside you that you may not can find the words to put out.
Isn't that amazing when you put your hands on that piano?
Oh, it's my world.
And you feel something straight to your heart?
I tell everyone that that's my world, and I'm not trying to be selfish.
It's
not meant
please
that way.
Please be selfish, because I know exactly what you're saying. I mean, I was up the other night. The coyotes were outside. They were out there harassing my dogs. I went out there with my dogs, and I harassed the coyotes. And then I got on my piano, and I played. I have a black light and a red light. I turn it on, and I played my piano till the sun came up.
Oh, cool. But my point
brought my
dogs
with
is, with the, when I sit down at the keyboard, I'm in my own little world. And the only way you can enter that world is if you can feel what I'm feeling.
That is exactly what I do.
No. And everyone tells me when I sit down at the keyboard, you can tell how I'm feeling. Even if I'm playing the same song I played yesterday, basically the same way, just in the manner.
You're an artist.
I, I'm a music lover. That's all I can
no,
say.
No. You're an artist. If you feel that strongly, you're an artist.
I can get lost when I sit at the keyboard.
That is what I do. You're an artist.
Now,
play the piano.
Right. Now, I guess the question that I wanted to ask you, you've already answered, but did you, in essence, when you originally started out down the road that you are on now, did you decide that you wanted to go into the independent and unsigned music format, or did it just kind of evolve that way for you?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I tried the traditional side for a while, and I never signed with anybody because I didn't trust anybody, because they always talked sideways and backwards, and I was like, well, no, so what are you really saying? So I didn't trust, so I didn't sign with anybody. I almost signed with Warner Brothers. I almost signed with a number of production companies. I almost signed with production people and taking me to England and all this kind of stuff. But I didn't trust them. And
right.
my rule of thumb is, if I don't like somebody, I don't do business with them. And that's what's kept me out of trouble.
Right.
And then what happened is I studied the industry daily. Bob Seflitz, he's got a great blog that comes out every day. You might want to check that out. It's quite informative and comes from not the avenue of artist, but more from the business side of it. You know, ticket sales and Ticketmaster, record labels, you know, iPods, phones, everything that is pertaining to the industry. So once I started... I was living in Nashville. You have to understand, you know, I was living in LA, then I moved to Seattle for 7 years, and I moved to Austin for a couple years. Then I was going to New York, and I broke down in Nashville, and I got stuck in Nashville for 7 years. And there I worked for Vanderbilt University Medical Center as a mailman and played traditional music for my patients. And then I started realizing that my music was for healing. And,
right.
And nobody was giving me a break because they thought I was nuts. So Waya, he contacted me. I was working through the first person that put me on the radio was Shoshona on Awesome Radio, and through her, I met Waya, and Waya contacted me, and of course I just kind of said, oh no, people just want things from me. I don't want to be bothered, and he persisted. And I said, well, I finally spoke with him, and then, which began a great relationship, and Y is one of my best friends now. And, so he has followed my path when I was starving, when I had nothing to eat, I was living in the attic. I mean, he knew me way back, but I was still putting out Feathers and Blades. Feathers and Blades was recorded in the attic. That was all done in the attic. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. And why was it anyone that believed in me? And we put it out. And he said, look, I want to get your music out there. You're a special man. And I, well, you know, thank you. And then and I went on my path, and then I ended up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. He helped me there, and we continued on from there. And he still is a great friend and a brother, too. Oh, I'm not going to answer that. They're going to have to just relax. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so basically we did that. And then he watched me, and I said, I need to put out another album. And I flew to Nashville, and I put out another album, which is A Place Called Home with all my smooth jazz stuff.
Oh, that's what
and
I love.
Which is what I'm doing now. It's I see myself more like... Frank Sinatra, Michael Bublé, Peter Gabriel, Sting. I was at the Playboy Jazz Festival. I jammed down there with James, and you know, and it was just really, really cool. I'm going up to the Monterey Jazz Festival in a couple of weeks, and I'll be up there. Just, you know, I'm not going to be performing, but I'll be up there. You know, of course, networking and meeting
right.
some of the well, Chick Corea, you know, Herbie Hancock. And these are my idols. So,
right.
You know, to me, this is exciting for me. But I want to express to you, Recat, if you really want to play piano, you should play it. And feel free to call me. You got my home number now. You can call me anytime. And I can walk you into putting your hands on the piano, playing the scales, feeling the chords, and then let it go back to you, and then you can work on it. Because nothing inspires me more than the people who really want to play. Because it is a God-given gift.
Is now it's just the time factors. I don't have time to sit and play as much as I'd like to. I've been playing now. I'm going to date myself when I say this. But I've been playing for 35 years.
Right on. Well, you know, we have to understand, age is nothing. I'm 53 years old. Believe it or not, I have no gray hair. And I'm 53.
Well, I can't say that. I do have some gray hair.
There's a reason why they call me Silver Fox, Timo.
Yes, and he's not as old as we are.
No, but bro, I want some silver hair. I think it looks sexy. I think it looks distinguished. and I have like maybe one or two little strands, and I'm pissed.
There's a reason.
That's not fair.
There's a reason why they call me Silver Fox there, Timo. I'm actually the young one in the group. I'm 38, and I've got almost a full head worth of gray hair.
Jimmy, well, you should be honored. Just grow it long, my brother. Grow it long. Be honored.
You know, we have got so much great music from Timo, but I'm saving something for the end of the show. But we're not going to let Timo go totally at the end of the show because I want him to talk about what we're going to bring up right now, but we're going to play it a little later. I want him to talk about the calling before he leaves this afternoon.
But I am very curious about something.
What's that?
Timo said he grew up listening to jazz and classical. I love classical music, Timo. Who in classical music would you consider an influence?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
Who would you consider an influence for you as far as classical music goes?
Oh, as far as classical music? Oh, my God.
Well, I love classical. I could sit and listen to it all day.
Well, I mean, of course, there's Beethoven, Pavarotti. I mean, we're talking classic singers. We're talking classic music. As a composer, you're asking?
Yes, as styling. Like, my favorite is Chopin. I love his concerto.
I'm more of a Mozart dude. You know, I think Mozart and I would probably go out there and, like, you know, take a pizza and grab some beers and go for a ride, you know?
That sounds like a cool idea.
So, but Chopin's awesome. I was into some of the darker composers.
Someone like Grieg?
Yes.
Grieg and
Wagner does a little bit of dark.
Well, there was a lot of composers that were not playing the minuets and playing all this stuff for high society. They were like real dark people. I mean, they were probably mean, angry, and pissed off, and probably had lovers. I think I was more intrigued with their music, to tell you the truth.
I think the darker side kind of intrigues all of us.
Yeah.
Now, we're going to kind of take a turn slightly to that dark side because I have a track coming up from Timo that's called Land Without Love. But it's not necessarily a darker song, but it does tell a story. And listen to the track because if you listen to the lyrics, you'll hear the story.
That exactly. Remember I was telling you about the visions? And see, I've written a musical, and this is the beginning of it.
Really?
Yes.
Now, I definitely want to talk about that when we come back in a few minutes, but I've got...
Please do.
I've got another track that's called When I'm Walking With You. This track...
My first cut, Dennisville. Yeah.
This track is an absolutely great track. Now... Well, I don't know why I have that song in there twice. It shouldn't be in there twice.
Because I thought you were going to put that other one that I like in.
Well,
I like them all, but you know
there's
what I mean.
There's one in here that's definitely you're going to like, but there's one more that I wanted to put in, and...
See, Foxy was in here asking me, what do we want to play, and I'm going, okay, wait a minute. You know, you're asking me which one do I want to play, when, where, how, and I haven't heard anything that I do not like.
I should just play you some stuff live.
That would be killer.
I have actually got Eyes of Silver in there as well. And then we're going to kick over towards Timo's newest release with A Place Called Home. We're going to do the title track, which is called A Place Called Home.
Oh, you know, that song, that's a Christmas song.
Really?
I wrote that. I was living in Seattle at the time, and I was alone, and it was snowing. We had 6 inches that day.
Oh, wow.
And I was so sad. I was crying. I realized that my passion had become my prison, and nobody called to wish me Merry Christmas. Not even my family, my friends. Mm. Nobody invited me for Christmas dinner. And I just sat there by myself in the snow and in my apartment, and I in front of my piano, and I go, oh my God, what have I done? I have ruined my entire life because of my music. Look at me. I have nowhere. I have nothing. Everybody's home with their families, and I have nothing. And I went out, and I went and bought me a bottle of Cuervo Gold, and I drank it all that night, and I sat at the piano, and I wrote this song. And I recorded it on a little four-track cassette player, and in the morning, I woke up hanging over my piano, and not feeling too good, actually, I might add. And
that as my brother calls it, tequila.
That's exactly what that was, which ended my life at that point. I was like, oh, I think I've had it. And then I put the machine on, and I'm like, oh, my God, I wrote a great song. That was awesome.
It is an awesome song.
And then I realized that I had written a great song. And I played all the parts of that on that cut, so play it on.
All right. All right. Well, just so that you folks know, now, Eyes of Silver is probably Timo's longest track, and it is a Native American track. It is 11 minutes and 2 seconds long.
A Place Called Home?
No, Eyes of Silver.
Oh, Eyes of Silver. Oh, that don't have to. That was too long.
Okay, so we'll drop Eyes of Silver.
Yeah. Don't let them hear that. That's too long.
Okay,
we can play that at the end.
Yeah, we'll save that one for the end. But
yeah, years of the fade out. Yeah, I think, you know, it's more important that the people can hear what I have to say.
Absolutely. And, you know, I tell you what, we've got 3 tracks. Okay, we've got Land Without Love, When I'm Walking With You, and then we're going to kick over into Timo's brand new album with A Place Called Home. And we're going to talk about The Calling a little later, but in the next song set, we're going to bring up a song that is probably Bree Cat's most favored track off the A Place Called Home CD. We'll talk about that when we come back. But coming up next is Lamb Without Love right here on RadioGalactica.net.
A whole team in great job.
Songmaker, 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 hear my prayer. Songmaker, 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 hear my prayers. I will lift my spirit high. I will spread my wings on high. I can hear my people cry. Oh, songmaker, songmaker. It was a time of innocence. It was a time to be close to the land. It was a time of the old world and the old ones. My name is Standing Buffalo. Someday came from Africa. Others, this was
without love? What is land without love? Red man, brown man, black man too, living within the earth. White man burned our forest down, violated our mother. And what is land without love? Land without love. Land without love. Land without love. Warm up my water.
Thank you.
And here is a place called home right here on RadioGalactica.net.
I'm missing home. Where can it be? I just need a place called home. The years have gone by. I've waited all my life for that perfect moment, perfect place. Could it be I'm just a dreamer? Some kind of old-fashioned believer. Where did you go? When will I know? Did we go too far, too fast? And will it ever be? And will I ever see your smiling face, feel your warm embrace? Could it be I'm just a dreamer? Some kind of a fashion believer? I still believe I will never leave. I can chase your body next to mine. And will I ever be? And will I ever see? And find you in a place called
across the universe. If you're not in the chat room, why? All you have to do is go to RadioGalactica.net, click on Radio Links, and it's the very last one at the bottom. We'll see you there.
You're listening to RadioGalactica.net. That's right, folks. We have the esteemed pleasure of being able to sit back and talk with Timo today from Timo and the White Buffalo. I am DJ Silver Fox.
I'm DJ Brickhead.
And Timo is still with us.
Radio Galactica.
Yes, I am.
And you guys just got the chance to hear three great tracks from Timo. Now, the last one, which was A Place Called Home, is actually the title track of his new CD. Now, I guess the thing that we wanted to ask over and above anything else, we know that you've made the move into smooth jazz, Timo, but what was the whole premise behind recording A Place Called Home?
The premise behind recording it. Okay, well, basically, I did all the tracking. I played all the parts. I do seven instruments. Except the drums. The engineer, Daniel Dennis, did the drums, but I pretty much did everything. It was, you know, a financial situation because I didn't have to pay anybody. And it was hard to find people that were going to be into what I was doing anyway. You know, God, this is my guitar player. He's going to have to just relax. He's on his way to rehearsal now, but he just better get his butt into rehearsal. That's all I got to say. But basically what I had to do was just put the stuff out there and change the direction I was doing. A lot of people knew me as with the flute and all that kind of stuff, which I do good, and that's fine. But I'm trying to break out of the Native American box. I'm not interested in all this award situation. I don't like to go to competitions against anybody. I'm not competing against anybody. I'm competing against myself to be a great artist, to compose movies, to write books, to be a great painter. It has nothing to do with getting an award. So when I went into this whole concept of putting this album together, this is the love. This is my love. I love smooth jazz. My goal is to get on smooth jazz radio and dominate the charts. That's my goal.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense. And we are honored that you have actually given us the chance to play this music because, you know, I don't know where the thought comes from that nobody's interested in what you do, because anything that you have done that we have heard, we have been blown away by. I don't think I can say that any more strongly than what I've already said. But as we've had the chance to actually sit down and listen to A Place Called Home, we found a lot of not only the smooth jazz influence, but there is some Native American influence in that music.
Of course, of course. And people don't want to admit it, and a lot of people try to imitate me, and the moment they start imitating me, and I won't name names, you know, I'm already on a different path already, so they can imitate my deer droppings, and they can imitate my deer droppings, and then I move on. Right now, I got an incredible, incredible band. Incredible. I'm talking cats that have worked with, I don't want to drop any names. You know, and I don't even want to drop any names of what I've done. I've done some big things, and I don't want to drop names because it's self-masturbatory, and it's not really good to present yourself as an artist.
Right.
If you're using names, you know, and I don't like to do that at all. But I've got some really good guys, and these cats, Ree, were into jazz, and their stuff, you know, they've worked with, like, you know, they've taken lessons from Louis Belson, you know, big cats. I got, you know, guys that are working with the jazz guys. And these are all our age, my brother.
Right.
Our age.
Right.
And they're badass. They're just badass. So, you know, I thank you for not pressing me.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I mean...
You know, because I don't want to do that. I think it's silly. But the thing is, for the music to get out there, and into your answer, into regards to the calling, you should know this. I dream like that. I wake up from dreams with complete stories.
Well, for those of you who have not had the chance to hear The Calling, it is actually in the set. The Calling is the telling of a story, but when you listen to the story, before you get to the end, you'll know what the entire premise of The Calling is about. And as soon as I heard it, I was like, you know, yeah, we gotta get this on the, you know, we gotta get this on the other DJ, we gotta get it up on the stream, you know, and, you know, this is, you know, this is Timo at his absolute best, and we love the music, but I mean, The Calling is just phenomenal, and
that is just the tip of the iceberg. I have another one coming.
Oh.
It's called The Living Dead. Ooh. And it's about the Navajo code talkers in World War II in the Philippines.
Oh.
Wow.
Now, my father, just so that you know, was a part of the Navy in World War II. So anything having to do with World War II, I've kind of become a buff. And
I'm all over it, bro. I'm all over it. I mean, I'm telling you, this is serious shit. I wake up like this. I wake up and, like, they're talking through me and tell me to tell their story. And I'm putting music to it, spoken word. And that's why I need to get a recording studio where I can record this stuff. I don't have to pay nobody, and I do it on my own. Now you understand what I'm trying to do?
Absolutely.
I am a funnel. How to explain it? You know, there is like a straight connection to me, and I need, and people are trying to keep that from me so I can express it. So, but once I have everything, I've got the home now, I've got the studio, I've got the house, I've got a beautiful 3-bedroom house, I got a jacuzzi. I'm living well now, my brother.
Right.
I'm serious. I've been starving the last 18, 25 years, living in attics, and now Grandfather Spirit is like letting me have, so I can control everything, and now I'm going to school, and I'm going to be putting all these stuff out. I'm going to be doing movies, soundtracks. I need all the internet radio stations I can, because I believe that this movement, the industry, is going to change drastically, and there's going to be conglomerations within the industry of internet radio stations will become bona fide radio stations.
Well, now, let me ask you this, Timo, because you've had the chance to see the industry from both sides. Do you believe that there is an honest swing from traditional radio to internet radio, or do you just see it as, like most traditional radio station owners see it, as something as called a passing fad?
No, here's what I see. I see an evolution. I see a revolution. I see that the traditional radio stations are going down, like the record companies. Everything is going down. And we are in a prime situation to make some moves, so it's up to us to unify and be one and create business entities that can take over what, because they're going down, so we have to like take over what's left over, and then we will create from there.
Right.
I really feel that the internet radio stations, this is what I'm getting from a lot of, because I lived in Nashville, right, and so I was with a lot of country guys, and you know, I'm not a country guy. So, you know, but you know, I've got to be in, I would BMI and all that kind of stuff. But what I'm seeing is that people, writers and everything, are seeing what is, because basically the radio industry is a sham. They're stealing the money. They're just using stuff for advertising and, you know, whatever they can get money. And it has nothing to do with the artist. Same thing like with the movie industry. It's just it's a food chain.
Right.
So what I think as independent people like ourselves, is we all have to stick together.
Right.
And see how things transpire and see who's going to stand at the very end, because I'm going to be the last man standing, myself, personally.
Well, we plan to be standing right there with you.
Well, then let's do that. Let's do that.
Because, and I guess the biggest reason why Radio Galactica has meant so much to us, especially over the last 8 months, because we have grown phenomenally over the last 8 months, is the commitment to promoting the artist and the music, along with the artist behind the music.
I think there's going to be a big change coming, because I am in contact with a lot of people on the internet radio world, and that is why my site has grown. Have you seen my site? 112,000 hits worldwide. That is phenomenal.
We have actually seen your MySpace page, but we did not know that you had a personal website. Have you got an address that we can use?
You can contact me on MySpace, but you can contact me at my email address.
Okay.
TeamOnTheWhiteBuffalo@gmail.com
Right.
I have that.
Okay. And MySpace, and I'm kind of
afraid. Here's one thing that I'm kind of afraid of the industry, because I think MySpace has gotten so big that they're going to start charging.
Right.
That's one point. So I am going to start my own site. I haven't started that yet.
Okay.
But as soon as we do that, I will do that, because I have the fan following. I have the people following me.
Absolutely. I mean,
yes. I'll be there.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny, because a lot of Native Americans, their fan following is because they're sexy. They throw their chest out there and everything. I don't do that. I'm sorry. I don't do that.
Well, of course. I
do not want to do that.
Right. Well, the focus should be on
the music and what it's saying.
Right. It should be on
the music.
It should be on the music and not the look of what.
I'm sure you're sexy, and I'm sure you've got your moment.
Oh, yeah. I'm just the most gorgeous thing in the world.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Let's get some pictures online. Let's do it, buddy.
No, I don't want to break the computer or the camera.
Thank you.
Oh, stop it. I know you love him.
Now,
somebody's got to love the Silver Fox.
Well, that's true.
The Silver Fox rocks, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you know what? If you actually go over to my MySpace page, Timo, which I'll give you the MySpace page address here a little later on in the show, there is a headshot up there. So, I guess my next question would be, is how quickly do you see the turn to more centralized internet radio happening? I mean, could it be within the next, say, 5 years? Could it be sooner? Could it be later?
No. I see it within the next 9 months, just like having a baby. It's coming in the next month, because I'm on the edge myself, and I'm working my point. Let me explain to you, Silver Fox. I I want to assemble a number of DJs and internet stations that I can work with to push my music, of course. You know, that's my point.
Right.
But I also want to see, how I could make this benefit the industry in general.
Right.
And right now, what we're dealing with, I'm right in Southern California. I'm looking at big labels, and they're already looking at me now.
Right.
Because of what I've done. Can you believe that?
Well, yeah.
Now they're excited about me, and I'm like, well, I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, I don't personally.
But at least I'm in that situation.
What was
that? Of course, I'm not gonna jump ship.
Right.
I have to make sure that this is gonna make things work for me in the future, and the industry as a whole. Everybody does not know what's going on. I might give you a suggestion. You should listen to KPFK, public radio.
Okay.
The tech guys, listen to them, and they're talking about the industry, the iBerries, everything that has to do with any kind of technology.
Right.
Anything. Is directly connected to us.
Right.
Because that's how we get our music out. If we cannot get our music out through these avenues, so then we are stopped. So, you know, that's what I'm looking at. And one thing that I'm really realizing is, well, I'm not going to let that stop me from just creating. I'm just going to continue creating, being a great artist, and write songs and record them. And keep things on a guerrilla warfare basis with all of you guys on the internet radio stations. You guys are our survival line.
Right.
I'm serious. You guys are our survival line. If we don't have you, we don't have anything.
Well, from the bottom of my heart, you know, that means a lot to us. You know, that is something that we were hoping that at some point we would be able to, not necessarily broadcast, but to be appreciative of. And there's been so many great, great artists that have come out here that have actually, you know, given us their own private verbal permission to, you know, hey, I would love for you to play my music. And the best part about running the station is that, you know, we're not just necessarily focusing on one particular person all the time, but we have the esteemed pleasure of being able to sit down with people like you and have the chance to talk about what you feel about your material and where the direction your material is going and how all of that fits into the scheme of Indian Unsigned Radio. Because
we are all in it together. We're all in it together.
Because there are a few traditional radio stations, not many, there are a few that are playing independent and unsigned artists. Most of what's out there is commercial radio. And you almost have to come to a point of saying, is commercial radio the way that Indian unsigned artists really want to go, or can we take it to another level in another fashion? And I think that's where the internet radio stations come into play, because we're the ones that can sit back and say, you know what, we're not going to tell you what you can play, what you can't play. We're not going to dictate to you, you know, how you're going to do it. Just give us the music.
I say it is time for a revolution. It is time put these clowns down, and I'm sick and tired of it. And if I can access any kind of venue, I will do it, even if I have to do it on my own. Because you know why? Because I feel that my songs and my art is good enough to continue on, and that's the only way we're going to do it. We need great artists. If we don't have great artists, we have no leverage.
Right.
And I'm going to do it on my own. Even if you don't join me, I will do it on my own.
Oh, no, no,
and
no.
And I will fight. I will fight the Jiminy Cricket people. I will fight it on my own, and I am fighting it. That's why I'm on your station.
Well, absolutely.
And we're honored to have you.
Yes, we are. Now,
thank you.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about different setups and different formations of what's going on right now. But I think the biggest thing, and I think this is where Mama Bear and I happen to agree over and above anything else. When we actually started this radio station, we came up with a slogan, and it's a very simple slogan. The slogan is, it's all about the music. It's not about the constant slamming of, you know, this big company or this big company or this big company. It's about the artist giving us what we want.
There's no one to fight. The only people to fight is in ourselves.
Right.
And then work from there and build small baby steps.
Right. And
I'm totally on that, bro.
Well, and speaking for myself, I've been involved with Galactica just basically from its beginning.
Pretty much, yeah. In fact, Bree was here, believe it or not, the day that we set up the streaming server, I was sicker than a dog, Timo. I was so sick, I could barely get up off the couch. And I literally set up the streaming server, and we decided to set up the station on January 1st of this year. January 19th.
We have to set up an issue of universification with music and all you radio cats. I mean, because you radio cats, you guys are revolutionaries. You guys are revolutionaries.
That's kind of what
listen to
doing.
Me. You guys are revolutionaries, and this is what we have to support. And the artists have to stand up to the plate and support you guys. And that's what pisses me off. What? If the artists will not support, well, then they should not get any airplay, period.
We appreciate that very much. And that's kind of the point I was going to. When we decided to do this, it was a new venture for me. I had never been involved with any kind of broadcast or internet radio or anything of that nature. Foxy and Big Al had done so earlier. But I got to, after I met them and we got to listening to the independent artists, the only time I listen to traditional radio now is when I'm in my car.
Yeah.
Because I don't have access to independent radio there. When I'm at home and my computer is on, I am up, I am listening to independent artists.
Someone has to
stand up.
There's
so much talent out there.
You know, and I don't want to take anything away from this phenomenal interview that you know, or this sit down that we're having. And I really wouldn't even call it an interview anymore. It's just kind of like a sit-to.
This is a forum. This is a forum.
But out of, you know, we have been so very fortunate to be able to pick up, just to give you an idea, we've been able to pick up 213 artists in 8 months.
Excellent.
And we have done interviews with probably, I'd say, a half a dozen, at least in the 8 months that we've been on air. But when the decision was started on January 1st to set up this internet radio station, 18 days later, we had a streaming server. And I was sicker than a dog when I set this thing up. But I ran a streaming server off of my desktop for 2 months before we actually ended up with a server.
Bro, you can call me anytime if you have an issue.
Right.
You call me personally. Straight to my office. Straight to me.
Well,
and then we'll talk. I mean, it's okay.
Well,
it's gonna be all right.
We actually,
let's make this work because I am here
to make this happen. We actually found a company that gave us a streaming server with an auto DJ. And I'll be honest with you. We found that streaming server 6 months ago, and we have been the best of friends with this guy ever since. He has been there no matter what, whatever we needed. It was like, look, here you go. You know, you got an issue? Boom, let me take care of it. The company that we're with has an absolute belief in independent and unsigned stations. And when every track comes up on the streaming server, no matter who it may be, it means something to each, to all of us, you know, because when we started this, we started it with the belief of the artist is more important than anything else. And the music that that artist produces is even more important than that. And without tracks like A Place Called Home and Iva and I'll Wait a World for You from fantastic artists like yourself, internet radio stations really, you know, don't stand the chance without them. And they're out there. It's just that they need to...
All what's going to happen, you're going to get mediocre musicians that are playing the blues, and that's all you're going to hear. And songs that are mediocre.
Well,
that's what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, true.
You're going to run into that. That's
true.
Part of the
and
scene,
I have,
but we have run into some phenomenal artists, such as yourself,
Caduceus.
A young country artist, Adam Hood.
We've run into groups like Caduceus, Wishbone
Song
Ash, William Michael Morgan, who happens to be a 16-year-old country artist.
We were totally floored when we saw that. Shawn Michael Perry.
Shawn Michael Perry, who is another Native American artist here on Radio Galactica.
I know Shawn.
We think highly of him and his music.
We've run into Michael Searching Bear.
I'm kind of a
thankfully.
Rocker myself, so he clicks with me.
We've run into Chris Ferry. We've run into Joy Harjo.
Yeah, Chris is a good buddy of mine. Joy's cool. I know all these people.
And, you know, without the phenomenal music that we have had the opportunity to obtain, Radio Galactica wouldn't be where it is right now. And
yeah, but you have to understand, I know the dirt on everybody. I know the dirt on everybody. I know the real deal. Ooh, did I say that?
Were we opening doors there?
We'll keep
going. I know who is real and who's not real.
And we've, you know...
So let's let that be known.
Yeah. We've had the chance to get a hold of some great music. But, you know, we can't let the chance for the opportunity for great music to be heard pass.
No.
So
you guys, you know, put the music out there. I mean, it's not my business.
That's what it's
to
all
put the
about.
Music out.
To get
but
the music
I will explain to you, who I am and where I come from. But
right,
you can always feel open, and I'll just pass it on to you.
Yeah.
I do not badmouth anybody. That's
a nice change, because to me, people do.
Yeah, it is.
I don't do that.
Well,
because you know, it's not from God. All right, it's not from God.
Yeah,
it is not from God. And
but, you know,
I want you guys just to kick back, and if you guys can come over and hang out with me, it's cool. And because here. My jacuzzi, and you guys are welcome to the jacuzzi party.
Oh, Foxy's melting in his chair now.
I have had the opportunity to visit several jacuzzis, but the one with Timo would be Timo.
Oh,
and
that would be sublime.
There
dude.
You go.
That would be fun.
And
just
yes,
sit
it
back
would.
And relax and talk like we're talking now, and just
exactly.
Have a good time.
There you go.
There you go. Just chill, as the editress just said.
You know, we have got four tracks that we're going to play from Timo right now, and they're all from his brand new CD titled A Place Called Home. I've got a track called Don't Let Go, which is, this is
so beautiful. It's so beautiful. It's cool, bro.
Yeah, it's a great song. Forever Yours is up behind that.
No worries.
Mine.
No worries.
I love that.
No worries.
But
man,
we also have another one of your favorites, and this is the one that you heard right after we receive the tracks.
I'm recording my next album next Thursday.
Yeah, so. And we're going to get into what you're going to be doing in the future and things like that here in a minute.
Jiminy Cricket, I'm out of hand. It wasn't even my plan. It wasn't my plan. Matter of fact, it was Bree's plan. Right, Bree?
Oh, hey. We enjoy every minute of this. When we sit down to do an interview, if you will call it, what we end up doing is just sitting back and talking with our artists, getting to know them, learning about them, learning more about us, and just having a good time. And that's what we enjoy doing because we like to try to relate and let the other people, the listeners, relate as well.
And, you know, that track that I was telling you about, it's My what? Heart's Been Spoken To.
Oh.
Which one?
My Heart's Been Spoken To.
Timo, oh, stop it.
This is mine
stop
and Mama
it.
Bear's little
kick
joke.
Your butt on this one now. Settle down.
Mama Bear and I, when we start playing your tracks, we have this little thing going, and it come about when
I wrote that one in Austin.
You said your music was very smooth.
I got stories, baby.
Yeah.
We said your music was smooth, and it got to be like smooth as chocolate. And I said, no, it's smoother than my satin sheets.
All right, baby.
So now it's just we got to have a little bit of the
smooth. Got to have a little of the smooth,
dude. I guess.
All right, and then right up behind that, we're going to give you Timo's story, The Calling, right here on RadioGalactica.net. So you know what? Take a listen to these four tracks. We'll be back with Timo in just a few minutes. We'll talk about what he's doing in the future, what he's got planned, and we're going to talk to him to see if he's actually going to start his own record company right after this.
I did already.
Well, then I guess we got our answer. Here's Don't Let Go right here on RadioGalactica.net.
Trust this man like you did before. I can tell you, girl, it's just the same for me. How will we ever know if we've gone too far or not far enough? I will hold you when the morning. Please don't tell me long, sweet lies. Just because I was the one and you decided to, so please don't let go. So please don't let go. I always lie to myself. The love that we shared was real. Further and further we drifted apart. We gave up our young lover's dream. Love, there are many ways, so I'm told, but I can be the man for you in the morning, so please don't let go. Please don't.
That was Don't Let Go. Here Comes Forever Yours, right here on RadioGalactica.net, where it's all about the music.
That was Forever Yours. Next we have coming up,
Very Sweet.
My Heart's Been Spoken To, right here on RadioGalactica.net, where it's all about the music.
Drop it, girl. Don't make me cry. Sorry, I won't cry.
I can only give you magic, if but only for one night. And I know you want the world for me, girl, but I can't love you cause it ain't right. Cause my heart's been spoken to by someone else, girl. Whatever became of the love and the feelings, feelings of ecstasy. Whatever became of the children we used to be. Cause my heart been spoken to by someone else, girl. Will my heart don't belong to you? I'm trying to find a way. There is no easy way. I found the words just to tell you that I finally found the one, and now my life is just begun.
My personal fave, The Calling.
Right here on RadioGalactica.net, where it's all about the music.
Welcome, my brothers and sisters, submitted for your approval. At the next signpost ahead, you have entered the native zone. Our story tonight opens with George, the son of an Englishman and an American Indian mother from the Oneida Nation in what is now known as New York. As a child, he was ostracized for being a half-skin, but his mother, Singing Deer, kept him strong in the old ways and encouraged him to learn the ancestral drumming and songs that would one day bring him back home. For she had reminded him of the calling which he will be learning sooner and later. He had led a successful life and now was in his late 90s, wealthy and successful, but unhappy in a marriage with an old hag. We find George in front of the fireplace in a wheelchair with Christina, his young nursemaid of 19, by his side. He begins to tell her of his life in the 1930s when he was an international skating star at the Olympics and how he met his wife, Mildred. She was beautiful, vivacious, and money was always a lure for her affections. And as we all do make mistakes in life, so was the regret he felt from a hasty decision to marry. He wept openly as he realized that his life had been wasted on someone who never loved him. Every day, promptly at 2 in the afternoon, Christina would wheel him into the porch where he would gaze out to Central Park and the frozen wonderland and see the ice skaters arm in arm, gracefully soaring in love. And every time, a low native chant of voices and the powwow drum would be whispering over the trees, calling him back to his youth. back to the times of his mother singing, dear. Singing to him as a child, he would reminisce and remember when he too was in love and life was full of promise. Day by day, George daydreamed of being free. Free from the emotional imprisonment he had created for himself. Minutes turned into hours. Hours turned into days as he secretly planned his escape from his morbid reality. Mildred's constant greed for money and power throughout the years eventually molded him into the sad, decrepit old soul that he had become. And now the plan was short and simple. Assisted by Christina, his nursemaid, he acquired all the necessary papers to abandon all his material wealth to his bitter wife's benefit. He just wanted to be free from her, to be finally free. He wanted to die in peace. His only wish was to skate on the ice one more time, but with Christina at his side. And then he could die in peace. The day was finally here. He awoke with the feeling one gets when you know something great is going to happen. He slowly went through his morning routine with Christina. A faint smile was on his lips as he struggled to put on his skates from so long ago. Mildred hobbled in menacingly with her cane as she always did, ranting and raving about how she should have married that young, aspiring attorney Sheldon Hirsch, the darling of high society, instead of marrying George. George then interjected strongly, speaking for once in his life with aggression and authority, "I'm leaving you, Mildred," and handed her the metal box containing all the deeds to their enormous wealth. Properties, stocks, bonds, everything. Christina quickly wheeled George out to the frozen lake. "Faster," George said. "Bring both our skates. We must be together one last time before I die." Mildred screamed at the top of her lungs, "You can't leave me, you worm!" as she tried to strike George with her cane. "Hurry," George pleaded. "Put on your skates, Christina." She hesitated briefly, thinking he was delirious, but obeyed his wishes. Once on the frozen lake, Christina helped George up and off of the wheelchair and onto the ice. First one leg and then the other slowly glided onto the frozen water. And suddenly, the songs of the ancients, the old ones, the ancestors, began to sing, and the powwow drums began to pound over the trees, calling them, and beckoning them to join the song. Mildred screamed in disbelief at what was transpiring. "Come back here, you worm!" she growled like a banshee. Breath, bringing in the power and the youth of a day long gone. And while the native chants and the drumming became louder and louder, the sound was deafening and the Mother Earth trembled. And at that moment, a strike of lightning came down upon the ice. And then at the height of the tribal song, the drumming, the chanting, the singing, George's stride became more confident with every breath Christina and George took in together. Remembering the young man that he used to be, Christina gazed into George's face in awe as his hair became jet black once again and as his wrinkles smoothed out into the handsome figure skater of yesteryear. George's back straightened out with all the power of his youth. Christina and George embraced, in a loving kiss of mutual admiration. And as they skated in the shape of infinity over and over at such a speed that their bodies began to lift up into the starlit cold sky. And upwards they disappeared. They disappeared into the sky that night, and all that was heard was a screeching voice of the old greedy woman, "George, you worm!" And to this day, you can still see the lovers up in the stars, in the heavens, to remind us of all of what is known as the calling, and what George realized, that the real, real gift was love. And not to take it for granted. And this, my brothers and sisters, I leave with all of you to remember that love is the most important thing in the world. Oh.
Yeah, that was just a little bit of Timo and the White Buffalo with a track called The Calling. Now, if you had the chance to actually sit back and listen to that story, then you know the reason why the story was recorded. Because love is always the most important thing in the world.
Without love, this world would be in a really bad shape, much worse than it is now.
And Timo, are you still there? Timo? Timo, are you still there? Timo?
He must have had to step away from the phone for a moment.
Yes, he must have had to step away from the phone for a moment. But, you know, we have had a great time sitting here talking with Timo. And,
You know, from our conversation with Timo, he is the most amazing man.
And he answered a question for us before we started this last set about him starting his own record company. He says he already has. So we're going to be quite interested in seeing what comes up in the future from Timo and his record company. And I'm sure he'll be back to talk to us about that in just a couple of moments.
Yes, Foxy? You know, well, we were talking about the calling. I hope Timo can get back to us in a moment. I'd really love to know if that came based on a traditional story, or is that just one of his a vision? It's a very interesting story.
He actually said that it actually had come from a vision.
Okay, I missed that.
And what I'd be interested in hearing about is how he actually came to get that, to get the actual track laid, because that is just phenomenal.
It is. It's amazing. You sit back and you listen to it and you're just, wow. As you say.
Timo, are you still with us? Timo? I hope we didn't put him to sleep.
Well, I do know that the number we're talking to Rami's his office, so
he might have had to slip away for a moment. You know, he might have had to take care of something. But you know, as we're sitting here, don't forget that tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 8 p.m. British Summer Time in the U.K., we have the
this
honor...
This one is going to interest the editress.
We have the honor of sitting back and actually doing another interview this weekend with
yes.
a group of guys that's called 11 Days of Rain. And no reaction.
The editress is a fangirl over here.
No reaction.
Oh, it was a silent reaction.
11 days of rain. Oh, big grin. Okay.
It was a silent reaction, Foxy, but I saw it. I saw the hands go up in the air with the yes.
Oh, okay. But We will be sitting back and interviewing 11 Days of Rain tomorrow afternoon. Now, if you're interested in being a part of that interview, just come on over to RadioGalactica.net. Click on my buddy Geekus to get through the front door. And then just click on
Geekus.
Yes, pat him on the head. He's a good boy.
Yes, except when Foxy makes him mad.
I don't make him mad. I try not to make him mad. That's the point.
Because he comes over and bites Foxy's toes.
Yeah, kind of hurts a little.
And he told me the other day, next time he's going to get your nose.
Yeah, well, he can try. What you do is click on our buddy Geekus to get through the front door. Look for the button that says tune in, and you'll have a list of all of our interviews that are currently up to date. And 11 Days of Rain will be at 3 p.m. tomorrow. You can join us in the chat room from there, the whole nine yards. And if there's anybody out there that has any questions for Timo, come on into the chat room. We would love to pass on your questions, your posers, your queries, your fact-finding mission.
Yes.
And hopefully...
And don't worry, we don't bite. I told Fox if he bit, I'd beat him over the nose with a newspaper.
I can't bite anybody. I'm too nice to bite anybody. Watch it.
Folks, we are a little crazy, but we have a lot of fun.
Watch it.
And all our teasing is all a lot of love.
Hopefully, Timo will be back with us in just a moment. But, you know, I don't think an interview would be complete without, at least a farewell from Timo. So we got to have a farewell. Hopefully.
Hopefully, unless something happened that he can't get back with us. I hope not.
Well, it says that he's still talking to us.
So he must have just had to step away from the phone for a few minutes. Maybe he had someone at the door and had to go take care of some business or something, you know. You know, that happens from time to time.
That's true.
I know, I was doing something the other day. I was right in the middle of an email to one of our artists to get a confirmation on our interview. And guess what happens? Bang, bang, bang on the door. Oh, crap. Thank goodness the editress was there and could go to the door for me. But, you know, that's not always possible for someone to go to the door for you. So.
Well, I wonder if maybe we had the accidental Skype might have, I hope not, dropped the call. But
I hope not. It says we're still talking to him.
Yeah, it says we're still talking to Timo. Hello, Timo. Wow.
That's right.
I guess we ought to. Wow. So, you know what? I don't know whether we should try to call him back, maybe?
Well, I tell you what. Why don't we play a track and I'll see if I can get him on the cell phone and see if something has happened there.
Okay. All right. Why don't we do that then? Why don't we just play one more of Timo's tracks? I've actually got one in here that's called Season the Moment right here from Timo and the White Buffalo on Radio Galactica.
That's a good track.
.net.
I remember days when all seemed so lost, but I was misled, and so are you. Spending all my time just sleeping in bed with the old and the new, they all seem like one. Season in your arms, don't wait for tomorrow, no matter what they say. Season the moment, take me in your arms. We don't wanna go back anymore.
make of it? Well, yes, sir, indeed, the proof is in the pudding. Spending all my cash on things that I think I need, but what do I really need? Someone to love me. Season the moment, hold me in your arms. Don't wait for tomorrow, no matter what they say. Season the moment, take me in your arms. I don't wanna go back anymore. I don't want to go back anymore. Ooh, oh, oh, oh.
That's right. That was just a little bit of Seizing the Moment right here on RadioGalactica.net. And I have got DJ Breakat here with me. I am DJ Silver Fox. We are talking with Timo from Timo and the White Buffalo. Timo, are you with us? You know what? I think we're going to try to... I think we're going to try to call him back. I think we might have lost him. Hold on just a moment, folks.
I could have had a connection problem. That happens even in the best of times.
Yes, it does.
Thank you for calling Timo and the White Buffalo. Leave that important message and I'll be happy to call you back.
Hi, Timo, it's DJ Silver Fox with Radio Galactica. Somehow we got either disconnected or something. We'll try to call you back in just a couple of minutes.
Yeah, we must have a connection problem.
Apparently there must be a connection problem or something. We've had an actual great time interviewing Timo and sitting down and chatting with him. So you know what? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to actually give you a copy of Feathers and Blades to end the show with this afternoon. And we'll try to get Timo to join us again here very, very soon on RadioGalactica.net. Here's Feathers and Blades. Thank you so much for being here. Don't forget, 11 Days of Rain tomorrow at 3 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 p.m. British Summertime in the UK on Radio Galactica. Take care, everybody. We'll see you soon. Yeah, that was just a little bit of Timo and the White Buffalo with Feathers and Blades. We're going to try to call him one more time real quick so we can say his farewells. Let's see what we can do here.
Thank you for calling Timo and the White Buffalo. Leave that important message and I'll be happy to call you back.
Well, Timo, we're sorry that we're not going to be able to get a hold of you to say your farewells. We're hoping that we can talk with you again soon. Thank you so much for being a part of the interview. Take care. All right, folks, that's going to be the end of our interview for this afternoon. Come on in and join us tomorrow at 3 p.m. EDT when we've got 11 Days of Rain right here on RadioGalactica.net. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. We will be talking with you all again really, really soon.